Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hop on a 27 on a Monday morning. It is time for us to once again see if we can help out in our community. Hot Cares. This morning we're speaking about and hopefully speaking to Luando Masangwana. He is actually a visually impaired young man and a man with lots of energy and a passion for sport as well.
Yeah, we received a letter from Heidi Rust who told us all about Luando and the extraordinary challenges that he's overcome. The fact that he is visually impaired, as you've said, but he's managed to come through without adequate resources, shall we say. It's not like he's got loads and loads of money to be able to access specialists and things like that. But he's overcome through his own journey. Academia, he's managed to finish with academia. Like you said, he's a sportsman and he's sharing this with the children at Laerskool Roodepoort, now a grown man himself. He's also an educator. Good morning, Pat. You're out in the field and you're with Luando, we understand.
Indeed, buddy. How's it, Parky? Yes, Parky, you said that he's full of energy, he's full of life, and I got to experience that. We are at Laerskool Roodepoort this morning, out in Witpoortjie, and I've had the absolute pleasure and honor of spending some time with Luando. We've even played a bit of cricket, but I'm going to let him tell you all about that. Parky, he's all yours, mate.
Thank you. Luando, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, tell me, your passion for cricket, where did that begin?
Yes, it started here in Gauteng, Meneer. I grew up as a person who had a lot of passion in sports, so it was all inspired here in Gauteng when I saw also the brothers, the people I grew up with, being engaged in and full in cricket. Then I started, let me try myself, because I grew up as a person who had a lot of passion in sport.
Okay.
So that's how we started. I hope I answered the question.
No, absolutely. Now, I mean, you are visually impaired. Just tell everyone who's listening this morning how bad that impairment is. I mean, if you're to read, for example, how close do you need to have the book to your face in order to read if you don't have any help?
All right, Meneer. I never got any help so far. The only thing I can say I got is just a support and understanding on how best I can be able to read, just as other people read, whereby I need to put a book closer to my face. And sometimes it needs to be enlarged and put in HD for me to can see a little bit difference for it. But other than that, I need to put it closer to my face for me to be able to can read. But trust me, I can read just anything that a person like you or yes, any person can. I can still do it the way you can do it. The only difference is that it needs to be closer to my face.
But Luando, we've got this letter from Heidi and she's speaking about how extraordinary your journey in academia has been, that you say you whatever I can read, you can read. I love that. But she says that you didn't let your difficulty with your sight impact the fact that you're going, you've got goals, that you wanted to study education, the fact that you matriculated without ever repeating a grade, even though you've had this heavy impairment and no help. Tell us about how moving through academia was for you all the way through to your Bachelor of Education. What drove you to just keep on persevering and basically teach yourself?
I was in a special school. I started to study at these mainstream schools, but I've never succeeded. For example, right now when I'm an assistant teacher in grade 2, which is what I so love much about it, because it's a grade that I failed when I was in mainstream schools. I failed my grade 2s until my mom made plans to find me a special schools, whereby I started to do my grade 1. They took me back. Remember, I was in grade 2 in the mainstream schools, but when I got to school, which was a father school for the blind and deaf in Amtata, they took me back to grade 1. Then I started, that's when I realized myself that I do have a potential to be a school. I don't have to think before I write. As long as I know what the teacher is asking, I can still do it. But then while I was in mainstream school, it was really very, very hard for me. But since I started special schools, I've never had any challenge. I just moved. I realized what kind of person am I, actually. So there was not a barrier at all. I moved, I passed everything. I've never failed any grade, and I was actually the top.
You're an inspiration. I mean, beyond school, there's also, of course, your participation in provincial level athletics and playing for the Blind Cricket Gauteng League, which is also superb. Now, I'd like to say that we here at Hot 102.7, and that's why Patrick is down there this morning, because we've come to give you some good news. And we're going to tell you right now that you have done more than enough yourself to get yourself into this position. So we need to now get you actually the help that you need from a medical point of view.
So you said that you've managed to do all of this, Lwando, without assistance, you know, and once you were in the special school, that you got the right pathway for your success. You've got your Bachelor of Education. You play for the Provincial League in blind cricket, which is extraordinary, by the way. And now you're sharing this passion with the children that you teach. And we know that as an educator with, I don't even want to say disability, because you are breaking all those barriers. You do the work that you love without hindrance. We thought we would like to do a little bit of help. So we would love to be able to assist you with specialist consultation for your eyesight, so that we have a better understanding of what's going on. We need to be able to establish a good diagnosis and maybe some prescription glasses up to the value of 50,000 Rand.
Yes. Wow, Wami. I would love that. I really appreciate. Yes. And then another thing, I think I would love that since as I'm growing up now, I think I do feel that help I do need now. Remember, now I'm no longer in the a special school whereby things are specially designed for people in my condition, and I'm actually now meeting the real world. So I can see and agree that the help now, I need it. I need help. I need to do something, whether from an outsider or by myself. But then, I can confirm that something has to be done now, to get my situation better, so that I can also move forward in life without any hindrances.
Well, and that's what we're hoping for here, because by giving you hopefully these glasses and by giving you specialist help, we can give you a much better improved eyesight. You've got the education. You've certainly got the enthusiasm.
Yep.
We give you the sight, and hopefully the future will be bright.
Yes, my man. Oh, wow, my pleasure, man. Yeah, I also believe so, man, Menir, that as soon as I can start to take action to improve my sight, I just believe and hope that things will get better.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.